Okay, amigos, this is Baldomero Paronero Cuellar, and once again, Rancho Alegre interview with Jesse Zarata, one of the living legends of Tejano music. Mr. Jesse, thank you so much for making time, brother. I know you're getting ready for a gig, and thank you for talking with us.
It's my pleasure, Canal. Anytime, you know, that's what we're here for, you know, to please the public and to do interviews, so it's my pleasure.
Si, senor, si, senor. And let's go ahead and get right to it. Jesse, you have a long career, played with so many bands, Tough Band, Los Buenos, Bernal. I mean, I could go on and on. How did you get into the music business, brother?
I got into music, my father and my mother, we used to have an orquesta. My mom used to play guitar, and my dad used to play harmonica, and I was a drummer. I started with, we're a big family, 6 boys and 4 girls.
Oh, okay.
And all my family is musically inclined. All my sisters sing, they all sing, and all my brothers play an instrument and sing. So everybody's musically inclined. So I've been doing this since maybe 49 years already, almost 50.
Oh, that is.
And I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I played with the best old school.
Right,
Conjunto Bernal, Agapito Zúñiga, who we're talking about right now. And Los Chachos, La Conexión Mexicana, the Joe Cisneros, Oscar Hernández, Los Profesionales, Los Buenos, the Tough Band, which I made the Tough Band in 1984.
Fíjate.
And I played with a bunch of musicians and a bunch of bands that all that has, I've learned a lot in the past as I went along, you know, in the music business. Aprendí bastante de todos because I always had on, you know, with my fillers on. So, so I had them on, and I would hear this or that. And so, I put all that together from this guy from Chacha Jiménez to Esteban Jordán to El Conjunto Bernal. I put a little bit together, and I learned all that music from them. You know, from the old school.
With all of that, hiciste son capirotada. Ando
una capirotada bruta. Como bastante pasas.
That's awesome, man. Where were you born?
Where was I born?
Yeah, okay. Born.
I was born in Knox City, Texas. It's the West Texas by Wichita Falls. It's going up towards Abilene and up there.
Right.
I was just born there, and I was born in a bus.
Fíjate.
We were migrants, you know, and I was born in a bus. Believe it or not.
That was my next question. You were burned in the fields like I was.
I was a migrant big time, but at that time I was born there, and then we moved up to Robstown, Texas, where I'm originally from, really.
Right.
Just born over here, but raised in Robstown. I was in Robstown maybe like 30 years, and then I moved up into the valley. I live in the valley now. I've been in the valley for 31 years now.
Wow.
So I was born, well, I said that I was born up here, but I actually got this raised in Robstown, Texas.
Got you. So, man, being from a musical family, you've pretty much seen it all. You've played with everybody, I'm sure. You know, the Little Joes, you've seen them come and go.
Oh, yes.
What is the difference in your eyes of the época today from the genre back then?
Okay, there's a big difference, let me tell you. You know, nowadays, you know, music is so, it's refined so much that it's not the same. It's not the same onda now that it used to be way back in the days in the 60s when I started, you know. I started in the 60s. I see the difference that I think the Tejano music way back then, it was more awesome than now. Because today we have, I'm not going to mention names, but right. We have all kinds of good bands. But, you know, I want to put something in perspective that from the San Antonio, like the Music Awards, let me tell you, they win, but nomás los grupos de San Antonio. What happened to the Valley?
Right.
Las bandas, like myself, you know, I mean, I played at the first awards in 1983 when they made the first ones, me and my brother. And Oscar Hernandez was there with me at that time. And la música era tan simple, so simple that nowadays it takes, I mean, you gotta be this artist or you gotta be this artist so you can, you know, to be in La Onda. No, I've been in La Onda all my life.
Right.
So you don't, I mean, when you start, the old school and the new school, I believe a lot in the old school.
Right.
I believe a lot in the old school, and I see lots of difference in between the old and the new school.
Right.
But I can still do the new school. You know, that's no problem. But I rather stick to my old guns. You know,
And I'm sure the lack of radio station, we've seen Tejano just disappear as far as mainstream.
Okay,
radio.
because of the radio stations.
Right.
Of the radio stations. Because now internet, you know, and this and that, we have all that now. But it's not like having an FM station, you know, right. That's a radio station. It makes a lot of difference.
Yeah.
To a lot of bands.
Because radio, I mean, driving is associated with radio, and that would be for you.
Yes, exactly. Right? Now you can, and I mean, we have to hear it on the phone now, you know, and this and that. So,
right.
I mean, I'm good with that, but I rather hear a good FM station on the radio.
Right.
As I'm driving along, you know, singing right. along with it, you know, this and that, you know. I'd rather, you know, hear that.
And growing up, you know, you've said that you're from a musical family, but who other than your family, who were your influences?
Okay, Conjunto Bernal was one of them.
Of course.
Juan Cifuentes, Manuel Solís, Eloy Bernal, Esteban Jordán, I'm going to say Snowball, Ramiro de la Cruz,
oh, yes.
Carlos Guzmán, Mel Villarreal, Tacho Rivera, Los Únicos way back in the day. Those were my, and of course, one of my favorites was Latin Breed, always been.
Right.
But the old Latin Breed, the original Latin Breed. That used to, I mean, the old jesters, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Joe Jama.
Right.
Oh, I mean, I'm talking old school.
Right, right.
So, those were the people who I got inspired with in the music business.
And what about outside of La Onda, music outside La Onda? You know, because my point with the question is that I tell people it doesn't just have to be Espanol and nothing else.
You okay. Could, you know, we're saying
the
besides
whole,
La Onda Tejana.
Besides La Onda Tejana.
What do I like? What inspires me?
What did you grow up? What did you like? What did you...
I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I started in country music.
Fíjate.
I started in country music.
All right.
Believe it or not,
right.
I was a whippersnapper. You know, I started, you know, and well, it gave me because everybody, you know, has to believe that I started in La Onda Tejana. No, I didn't start in La Onda.
Right.
I started in country as a drummer.
Gotcha.
And then we used to pick cotton at the West Texas, and then I said, hey man, I can sing. I mean, I can sing. I'm not gonna do this all my life, you know.
Right.
It's picking cotton as to being a migrant. Hell no. I'm gonna go sing. So since then, I believed in myself because
right.
I believe in one thing. I am number one to myself, and only I can say that.
Right.
Unless somebody else says it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh yes. Oh yes. So you're still humble. You've always been humble
yes.
on that front.
Yes, on all types of music, really.
Right, right.
I love jazz, blues now. You know, I love all that stuff in country. But my Tejano is my number one.
Right. That's
my number one.
Carne y papa, como dicen.
Yes, sir. Los frijolitos, oh boy. Definitely.
And what would you say? I mean, with media, radio not being around, there seems to be a lack of education with the younger people of the older music. I mean, because we're in radio, we do our research, and we know you've been with Tough Band and with Bernal, and you've played with Steve Jordan and all that. But how do you think we can fix these youngsters? A lot of DJs who don't even know who Sonny Osuna is, who Jesse Zarate is, who, you know... And me, I always hit my head against the wall because I'm like, y'all need to know this.
They have to get educated.
Right.
You know, I go back to history, and it's in the books also.
Right.
There's history of the music and the Tejano industry that they can go back and read all that stuff, learn or listen.
Right.
Listen to the old music instead of just like you said, just being a DJ.
Right.
Blah, blah, this and that. The younger cats, you know.
Right.
Because they're young guys who... They think they know it all. No, they don't.
Right.
They don't know it all.
Right.
They have to go back to the old classics.
So it's never too late to stop learning.
That's right. Never too late for that.
Y también, there was a... Now, I say this because I don't know your situation, pero I noticed a lot of the bands, even some of the veterans, still have day jobs. There was a time when in Tejano, you didn't need a day job.
No.
You were always on the road. California, Mexico,
yeah.
Michigan, you know.
Well, I've never had a day job.
Salud.
I've done this all my life.
Awesome.
Music and
right.
since day one that I started, I said I'm gonna go for it. Because if you want something, you go for it.
That's right.
So I went for it and yes, I know a lot of musicians who have day jobs and, right. And well-known musicians.
Right, right, right.
You know, well-known artists, which they have jobs because they don't believe. I don't think they believe in themselves.
Gotcha.
You know, gotcha. They work all week and then go play on the weekends, and this and that. No, I've never had a job. What is that anyway? Is that a bad word? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I've never had a job as a like a regular job. No, right. I've just played music all my life because I'm a hustler.
That's good.
I mean, you got to hustle because I pay bills like everybody else.
Right.
So
right.
That's why I work every weekend. I play all over, and it's up to me to get the job done. You know, so you know it's simple,
right,
really.
Right. And recordings. You've recorded with some of the best. You have your own recordings. You recorded with Bobby Naranjo. Yeah. You know, y'all were like the dynamic duo there.
Yeah,
know?
Well, I remember the good old days. I did stuff with David Lee. I've done stuff with Lil Joe. And we're planning to do something to me and Ruben Ramos.
Fíjate.
You know, I want to be like him when I grow up. You know, this guy is 76 years old and he's still kicking.
Oh, yeah. He's not going
to... He's still, you know, kicking. And I plan to be like that, you know, when I hope I reach the age of 75. That's
right.
His age, that Ruben.
Right.
You know, and keep on doing what he's doing, and I want to continue my life and my career like that still.